Welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show, where you'll learn how to grow your team today. Join Ken Trupke and his guests as they discuss what works and doesn't work to grow your team in today's world. And now, your host, Ken Trupke.
Hello, and welcome to the Clarity Advisor Show. Well, it's March Madness, the annual men's and women's college basketball tournaments. And this past weekend, both the men's and women's tournaments played 48 games to get down to the Sweet 16. And over the next 2 weekends, they'll each play another 15 games to crown the champions. And that's a lot of basketball. And part of what makes March Madness so exciting is the upsets, the underdogs taking down the favorite, and the close finishes. So having watched a handful of games over the weekend, including some upsets and exciting finishes, I want to look at what all this has to do with building and growing teams. Now, fair warning, I'm going to use a lot of basketball terms, but if you're not into that, that's okay. Just please stay with me because the concepts will still make sense. First, let's look at three basic similarities between basketball teams and your team. Number one, teams with the players who trust each other, communicate effectively, and work together usually win. Number two, everyone on the court needs to know their role, whether it's setting a screen, driving to the basket, or spotting up for a three. I told you I was going to talk a lot of basketball terms. Every action is interconnected. Everything in your business is interconnection. Everyone needs to know their role. And number three, right out of Pat Lencioni's The Ideal Teammate book, the best basketball teammates are humble, hungry, and smart. That is, they're willing to make a pass rather than shoot. They hustle on defense, especially for loose balls. And they have basketball IQ. They're basketball smart. That is, they know when to foul. Yeah, that's actually a thing. When to run out the clock. And when the fast break is there or when to set up a play. So just like with your team, basketball teams have those same similarities. Now, the tournament, though, is a little different level of intensity because it's a single elimination, lose, and you're out structure. So every game matters a lot. Teams face adversity, setbacks, and pressure situation. And it's how they respond, how resilient they are, and how much they persevere, words that we're going to hear again, that's going to define their success. Now, at its simplest level, basketball is about getting the ball, well, in the basket. But like most things, there's layers of complexity. And winning in the tournament often comes down to three things: three-point shooting, turnovers, and rebounds. And each of these have parallels for our business teams. So let's start with three-pointers. A successful three-pointer can change the momentum of a game. It's a long-range shot that requires skill, strategy, and precise execution. And similarly, in the workplace, things like innovative ideas where you're taking a risk and trying something unusual, or big plans where we're launching new products or entering new markets, those things can swing the momentum just like hitting a three-pointer. And when you do those over and over, just like hitting a lot of three-pointers, it's going to lead to victory. All right, turnovers. In basketball, a turnover is when a team loses possession of the ball to the other team. It could be an intercepted pass. It could be losing the ball out of bounds. Similarly, turnovers in the workplace can have a very negative consequence and get in the way of progress. Just as turnovers in basketball result from miscommunication or errors in judgment, turnovers in the workplace can stem from misunderstandings, lack of clarity, or failure to convey crucial information. No matter what, communication errors lead to costly mistakes and setbacks. Turnovers in basketball are missed opportunities for scoring. And similarly, mistakes and missed opportunities in the workplace result in lost revenue, damaged relationships, and fail to deliver on projects. And in both basketball and in the workplace, turnovers occur when there's a lack of attention to detail, whether it's a careless error, overlooking a critical step, or neglecting to anticipate obstacles. Failing to focus on the details can result in costly mistakes. Turnovers in the tournament can often be the difference between winning and losing, because when you don't have the ball, you can't score. And when you give the other team the ball, they get to score. And that is often not a good recipe for winning. Okay, number three, rebounds. Whether you're on offense or defense, rebounding matters. Now, rebounding in basketball is when you get a ball after a missed shot. So the ball rebounds off the basket. Instead of going in the basket, it rebounds out and you've got to claim it. So on offense, you want to get another shot before you give up the ball. And on defense, you want to get that stop and get back down to the other end to score. So both teams want to get the rebounds when the shots are missed. And like success in business, successful rebounding is going to require four things: effective communication and coordination among teammates. In basketball, you've got to box out your opponents to secure the ball. You've got to clearly communicate and coordinate at work as well to accomplish the task efficiently and prevent errors and misunderstandings. Number two, rebounding requires each player to take responsibility for their assigned area and be accountable for their role. Likewise, in the workplace, you've got to own your job and what you're responsible for, and recognize that your individual efforts contribute to the team's success. Third similarity is anticipating the trajectory of the ball and getting into position to get an advantage over your opponent is key to rebounding. And at work, you've got to anticipate challenges and obstacles and then make plans to adjust. So anticipation and then repositioning yourself, both in basketball and business, key. And then a final similarity in rebounding is, in the end, rebounding just comes down to never giving up on a missed shot and just relentlessly pursuing the ball. And when teams in the workplace encounter setbacks, it's often their ability to bounce back, to learn from mistakes, and to persist in pursuing goals that leads to winning. So those are three keys to winning in basketball and business. The successful three-pointer drives momentum and success. Innovative ideas and strategic initiatives propel our business forward. Conversely, turnovers, whether due to communication breakdowns, missed opportunities, or lack of attention to detail, hinders progress. And rebounding comes down to hustle and desire. The team that wants the ball usually out-rebounds the other team and wins. The business that out-hustles and wants it more for their customers usually wins. All right, and some final thoughts on how March Madness has similarities for your business and lessons that we can learn. In the tournament, teams are seeded. That means that they're ranked 1 through 16 in four different brackets. So you've got 64 teams broken into four brackets of 16, and then the one team plays the 16, the two plays the 15. So you've got these big mismatches of better teams playing lesser teams, in especially in these early rounds. Now, the idea is that the better teams win, and then they don't face each other until the later rounds to make the tournament more interesting. But it's super interesting in the early rounds when you've got these upsets, and there are plenty of upsets. And so whether you're the favorite in your business or you're the underdog, what do you need to do to win? Well, I would suggest that in the tournament or in your business, here's a strategy for you. If you're the underdog, be aggressive. Take those three-pointers to swing momentum. Play hard and be relentless. You've got to outwork, that means out-rebound and out-hustle your opponent. In your business, if you're the underdog facing bigger, better, more established competition, you've got to be innovative. That's those three-pointers. Take some swings. Be calculated with your risk, but take some innovation to the marketplace. Show your customers you're not just like everybody else. Be scrappy and outwork your competition. Make sure that you're doing everything you can to serve your customers. That's how the scrappy underdog can take on the heavy favorite. All right, now what if you're the heavy favorite? Well, play your game. Take care of the ball. That is, no turnovers. Don't make mistakes. If you're the favorite, if you're the business that's already established and winning, don't screw it up. Just stay calm. Look for opportunities, of course, to take those three-pointers and be innovative, but keep the main thing the main thing. Keep taking care of your customers and play the long game. You got here because you sustained and built over time. So leverage that advantage and play your game. So there you go. Lessons from March Madness to help you win in your business. Make sure that you're taking advantage of those three-pointers. Don't turn the ball over and hustle for those rebounds, whether you're the underdog or whether you're the favorite. And as far as the March Madness tournaments go for these next couple weeks, if your favorite team is already out, well, enjoy the rest of the games and better luck next year. And if your team is still in, well, I hope they finish as the champion. And either way, take these lessons to make your team, your business, even better. And we'll see you next time on the Clarity Advisor Show.
Thank you for listening to the Clarity Advisor Show. Clarity Advisors is a speaking, training, and consulting firm specializing in helping you simplify your sales and operating systems to improve efficiency and grow your profits. Connect with Clarity Advisors today to learn more about how they can help you improve communication and get your team aligned and engaged for greater success.